Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Wednesday, the 10th of October, was a great day, and it should go down as a great day in the history of our United Kingdom and in the history of our little country. 10th of October every year, if I had my way, it would be a public holiday. And maybe we could call it Asher's Day. Asher's Day. But somehow, with the liberal powers that be that we have today, somehow I doubt whether that will ever come to pass. But we ought to look back, folks, to last Wednesday morning and to give God thanks. And we're coming today, like the leper we have read of in Luke chapter 17. One leper out of 10 who returned to give thanks. You notice what it says there, Luke chapter 17 and verse 16. It says, or verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Here's a man who returns to the Lord to give thanks. The Lord has answered prayer for him. He has prayed to Jesus just a few verses earlier, and Jesus has heard him, and Jesus has healed him. And now he returns to give the Lord thanks. He returns and falls on his face at the Lord's feet with thanksgiving, with a heart and with a mouth full of thanksgiving. Folks, on Wednesday morning, God answered prayer. Christians have been praying in this church for 4 years and throughout the nation for 4 years. Christians have been praying that God would answer prayer, that God would step in. And that's exactly what God did. He answered prayer. He intervened. What happened on Wednesday morning was divine intervention. It's nothing less, nothing short of it. So we've been praying for 4 years. And now God has answered prayer. I think, folks, the very least we could do is to give one Sunday to the Lord in thanksgiving and praise to him for what he has done. I don't know how many other churches it'll happen today. I mean, really, if things were the way they should be, every church in the land should be having a day of thanksgiving today, to thank God for what he has done. But we're going to do it today anyway, no matter what other churches choose to do. We're having a day of thanksgiving. 100 years ago, the First World War came to an end. But did you know that at the end of the First World War, just a matter of days after the armistice was signed, our nation had a day of thanksgiving? If you want to read about the form of thanksgiving that was laid down by the Church of England, I have it here, I've printed it off, you can read about it. Forms of thanksgiving to Almighty God, to be used on Sunday the 17th of November 1918, being the Sunday after the cessation of hostilities between the Allied powers and the German Empire, issued under the authority of the Archbishops of Canterbury and York. And there's 6 pages here of praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God, thanking God for the mighty answer to prayer and the mighty deliverance 100 years ago. Do you know, as you read the historical account of what happened 100 years ago, you will read how that the House of Commons met together and the MPs came together at the end of World War I. But you know what they decided? They decided it wasn't a time for debate or business, but they decided that it was rather a time to go to St. Margaret's Anglican Church in Westminster to give thanks to Almighty God. And folks, that's exactly what the MPs did. Just postponed the debates and the business in the Houses of Parliament and went to God's house to give him thanks. 100 years later, we are meeting together here for a day of thanksgiving to celebrate the end of a war. Oh, you didn't know there was a war on the last 4 years. Well, there was. It was a spiritual war between the forces of evil and the forces of good. And the Lord has come out on top, as he always does and he always will in the end. You might have to wait for it, but in the end, Jesus wins every time. And the war is over. God has answered prayer for the MacArthurs and the Ashers, and we want to praise him. I want us to come to Luke chapter 17. We want to share some thoughts from God's word. We're not just here to give you a history lesson today about the First World War or the Second World War. But let's come to God's word. And first of all, here in Luke 17, we have 10 unclean men. 10 unclean men. And then we'll move on and we'll talk about 9 unthankful men. 9 unthankful men. And then we'll bring it to a close. We'll round it all off by speaking of 1 unusual man. 1 unusual man. First of all, 10 unclean men. I want you to notice the condition of these 10 men as it's described for us there in verse 12 of Luke 17. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. These 10 unclean men, they were all the same, exactly the same, though 9 of them were Jews and 1 of them was a Samaritan. They were all equal in a sense. They had leprosy. There was no difference between them. Folks, you know, when it comes to the spiritual realm, there is no difference between us. Whether we are Protestant or Roman Catholic, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, whatever, there is no difference between us. And we're told about that in Romans chapter 3. We are all spiritual lepers, according to Romans chapter 3 and verse 22. Romans 3 verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Notice those words, there is no difference. There was no difference between those 10 men on that road that day, 2,000 years ago. They all had this awful condition, this awful disease called leprosy. And though their nationality and their religious affiliation was different. They were the same in the sense that they all were dying. They all had leprosy. Folks, we're all the same. There's no difference between us spiritually. We are all perishing because of our rebellion against Almighty God, and we all need Christ. You know, as I think of these 10 men with their leprosy, it reminds me of the state of our nation today. Yes, the state of the United Kingdom, because there is a spiritual leprosy abroad in our nation today. Sodomy, abortion, gambling, pornography. Need I go on? The leprosy is everywhere. And it's spreading. You see, leprosy spreads. And one person becomes contaminated with it, and then they contaminate someone else. And that's happening, folks, in our nation today. But I want you to notice not only the condition of these men, but the cry. There's a cry that comes from their lips. You notice what it says in verse 13. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. This is a prayer. They're praying for mercy. And the Lord always loves to hear a prayer for mercy. And when he hears a prayer for mercy, you can be sure that he will answer that prayer. He will be merciful. He will grant mercy. Over the last 4 years, Christians have been praying that God would have mercy. Lord, have mercy on our nation. Lord, have mercy in this situation. Have mercy upon your church, Lord, that is being persecuted. And God has heard that cry for mercy, and God has answered prayer. We haven't been praying the last 4 years. Lord, well, we deserve that you would answer prayer. Lord, look at the great people we are. Now, Lord, answer prayer for the MacArthurs because of the great people we are. You see, if that's the way we had been praying, folks, the last 4 years, the verdict would have gone the other way on Wednesday morning. But because believers were praying that God would be merciful and answer prayer for us, though unworthy we be and undeserving, the Lord intervened. He answered prayer. The Lord has had mercy on us. And is it any wonder that we come before him today with thanksgiving? So these 10 unclean men, with their condition and their cry. There's not only 10 unclean men, let me move on. There's 9 unthankful men. 9 unthankful men. The Lord Jesus says in verse 17, and you can hear the sadness and the pathos in his voice. Verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 90% of the lepers were unthankful. I'd say you could translate it today into 90% of our nation. I would reckon if we said 90% of people are sitting at home today in front of the TV or somewhere else, but definitely not in a church, I'd say 90% we wouldn't be too far out. 10% making their way to a place of worship to give thanks to Almighty God. There was only 10% of these lepers who returned to give thanks to the Lord for the healing they had received. Just 1 out of 10. 1 in 10. How sad. How shameful. How disgraceful. Shame upon these 9 lepers who rushed off without even giving a second thought to saying thank you to Jesus. But that's what they did. And yes, the Lord Jesus uttered those solemn, heartbreaking words, "Where are the nine?" Those nine men should have been on their knees before Christ, giving him thanks like the other Samaritan, like the other leper. They should have realized that the Lord had answered prayer. They should have been lifting up their voices in praise and thanksgiving before him. But they weren't. 90% of people today in our nation will not be found in a house of God giving him thanks. They ought to be, when they think of the great goodness of the Lord toward them. And when they think, and when we today think of what happened on Wednesday, and the mighty answer to prayer that we as a church in the United Kingdom have received, we should be before the Lord today praising and thanking him with every fibre of our beings. You see, what happened on Wednesday morning was what is described for us in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. You see, those five judges in the Supreme Court on Wednesday morning, and of course long before Wednesday morning, the great King of Kings had been turning their hearts toward the ashers. Each heart of each judge was in the hand of the Lord, and he turned it whithersoever he willed. And the Almighty Sovereign God of Heaven, before whom we come today to worship, he turned each heart, all five of them now, and that's why there was that unanimous verdict on Wednesday morning. How great our God is. I reckon we've cause to thank him and cause to praise him. Maybe you'd like to join us in the prayer meeting tonight. Maybe you'd like to join us on Thursday night. Oh, come and be blessed. One thing that will bring down the blessing of God upon your soul more than anything else is praise and thanksgiving that's offered to the Lord. Folks, we're very good at praying, but we're not just so good at praising, are we? But here's this one man, and let's come to him now. Though there were nine unthankful men, here's this one unusual man. In verse 15, notice what it says as we finish. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. That's exactly what we're doing today in church. We're turning back. After what happened on Wednesday morning, we are turning back to thank the Lord. It says that he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. This one unusual man. He's down at the feet of Jesus. Boy, there's a sermon there, isn't there? The different people in the Gospels who were at the feet of Jesus. There's a series there. But let me finish today with this thought, folks. You see, when that one unusual man was down at the feet of Jesus, he was not only healed of his leprosy, but he was healed of his spiritual leprosy. You see, what happened that day was that this man was born again. He was saved. The Lord changed him on the inside as well as the outside. Notice what it says in verse 19. And he said unto him, now this is Jesus speaking, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." That phrase, "thy faith hath made thee whole," means your faith has saved you. That's literally what it means. And it reminds us of Romans chapter 5 verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of this service today, I have the joy of telling you that you can be saved through faith. If you're not saved as yet, you can bow your head right now before this service is over, and you can cry out from your heart to the Lord, and you can be saved through faith. You don't have to climb a mountain. You don't have to swim the sea. You don't have to fly to the moon. Don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Just by faith, trust in the Lord Jesus. That's what the leper did that day, and he was saved. And someday we're going to meet him in heaven, aren't we? Boy, it'd be embarrassing if we meet him in heaven and he tells us about what happened 2,000 years ago and how his heart and his mouth was so full of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord, and then we feel ashamed because our worship and our praise is only half-hearted. That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it? May no one have a red face in heaven when they meet the leper. But of course, if you're not saved, you're not going to meet him. You need to come to Christ. May you do that as we even sing our final hymn. 401. Hymn number 401. It's another hymn of thanksgiving. And if you're saved today, you're the person who should be singing it louder than anybody else. 401. The world was in darkness and sin and shame. Mankind was lost, and then Jesus came. He carried our sins to Calvary's tree. He hung there and bled there for you and me. And we know the chorus so well. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Let us stand to sing, and we will only have the first verse and the chorus, please.